I'm Alex Hibbert, and I'm a, I guess I'm, yeah, one of the directors of a record label.
Okay, and what's the record label?
Three Syllables Records.
Okay, and what do you do at Three Syllables?
It's three guys who've known each other for, you know, quite a while, and just getting together, wanting to have things out on really good quality records, basically. So it's vinyl that we're doing as our predominant thing, and then we're bringing out CD and stuff like that as well. So, but yeah, we just released our fourth record, which was Guards EP. They're wicked, fantastic. But we were really proud of the sort of like what we actually made as well. It's really good quality records. It's 200 gram virgin vinyl. Yeah, it's really, really nice. So you got something to hold on to while you're doing it as well. So yeah.
And so you're based, where are you based?
We're based in Cardiff. We all live in Cardiff.
And what sort of acts do the label produce?
It's kind of diverse, really. The first release was a guy called Jim Guthrie, an album called Now More Than Ever, which was released in 2003, first off, and it got some really good press back then. It's a fantastic album, and it just needed to come out on vinyl in a really good way, so he was happy to work with us in that respect. It was up for a Juno Award, which is like the Canadian Fantastic Record Awards, but it was up against Arcade Fire and some other stuff as well. So, but it came in, you know, it was second, and yeah, it's a fantastic album, that one is. And then the second release was a new recording by Norfolk and Western out of Portland, Oregon. The guy, Adam, is from Norfolk and Western, is involved in a lot of the Portland scene, so people like She and Him, Decemberists, things like that. And then we found Guards through just trawling the web and found this music that we were just completely blown away by. Had a chat with them and they were like, yeah, okay, you can put it out on vinyl if you want. So, and we did this fantastic 200 gram, you know, it's like the heaviest you can get record on virgin vinyl.
So a lot of the time it's taking a band that are established and bringing their music to vinyl.
Yeah, and we do CDs where we get like extra bits on there as well, like outtakes and demos and that sort of stuff as well. But yeah, a lot of the stuff that we do has never been released on vinyl, and it's new as well. Guards is new, Norfolk and Western was brand new as well, so it's, yes.
So the Cardiff music scene, you're playing here tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your favourite venue to play at?
There's been a few. I mean, we've been playing as a band for ages, probably about 6 years now. And we've kind of ebbed and flowed, really, with the, playing more frequently and not so frequently. So we've had a bit of a hiatus, and we've just coming back and started to do these acoustic nights. I really like The Gate. And, yeah, but I guess, yeah, The Engine Rooms, I think, would probably be my favourite venue. It was just a really nice place. Yeah, it's gone. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, but so much talent around? Have you seen much talent in Cardiff, or...?
Yeah, I mean, there's similar people that we that you see at a lot of sort of open mics are here tonight. But it's Claire who was on first off, wasn't it? She's just ace. She's got a wicked voice and just a really nice take on things. And, you know, playing a country classic and then playing a classical tune is just, you know, that's really, really nice to see. And there was, I was up at North Star recently at an open mic, and there's a girl playing a ukulele, and it was R&B covers that she was playing off a uke, and it was just, and she had a killer voice as well. It was a phenomenal voice, but it just sounded so incongruent with this ukulele. It was just, you had to pay attention to it as well. So there's some really ace people around at the moment. Yes, it's pretty good, and it's picking up again, I think.